Yes, once again, it's Global Time with Christ Jesus. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory, for this session again today, and it's a wonderful. It's Friday, December the 26th in the year of our Lord, 5775. Well, how was your day yesterday? Well, I'm glad you asked. Ours was fantastic. It was great. It was a great day. Great to be relaxing with family and just not paying much attention to the clock. And we thank God. I thank God for that opportunity. I thank Him for the day. It was a day filled with activity, to be sure, but it was total enjoyment. And I had the pleasure of the last 2 days or so preparing food for yesterday. Cooking, that is. I consider myself some kind of chef, and so I just thoroughly enjoyed the art and creativity given to cooking, and cooking some traditional dishes that are customary to our people. Particularly during the holidays. So it was great. My legs are a little bit sore from being so many hours constantly on my feet. But that's not a complaint. It's simply an acknowledgement of getting old, I guess. But it's great. And I thank God for this day. I trust it. You were feeling well and enjoyed yourself, because we did. Let us go before the Lord. Today our focus is the fountain of living water. The fountain of living water. We'll see what that's about in a minute. But let us humbly bow down as we enter into His courthouse, into His courts, where we gather before His throne. Father, we thank You for giving us entrance and admittance to Your courts. We thank You, Lord, that You've given us this great pleasure, being able to do that at any time, any place, because You're Emmanuel, through Christ Jesus, God with us. We thank You for the fact of the birth of Your Son, the arrival on planet Earth, the extraterrestrial intervention according to Your will and plan, so that we now belong in a very special way to You. We thank You for all of us right now. We thank You for all of Your mercies and all of the blessings that You placed on us, given us opportunity to enter and to have access. We thank You for forgiveness, for the righteousness of Christ, which is placed over us as we admit our weaknesses and our failures. You are so willing to cleanse us and to make us whole. So we thank You for the righteousness of Christ that is now upon us. We give you praise today in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Yes, we set our focus today is the fountain of living water. Can you imagine what it would be like to live without water? Think about that. Scary thought, isn't it? In our part of the world, water is so plentiful that we take it for granted. We never give it a thought. Yet each of us cannot survive more than 3 days without it. In the meantime, there are places on earth where the pursuit of potable water is constant. Similarly, our spiritual survival depends on a constant source of divine water. And the Lord is the source of that water. He is the fountain of living water. Let's see what the Lord says of himself through the prophet Jeremiah in the 17th chapter, verse 13 and 14. Here's what the Lord said of himself. He spoke this through Jeremiah. O Lord, the hope of Israel, all who forsake you shall be put to shame. They who depart from you and me, your prophets, shall disappear like writing upon the ground, because they have forsaken the Lord, the fountain of living waters. Heal me, O Lord, and I shall be healed. Save me, and I shall be saved, for you are my praise. So in verse 13, it said of the Lord that he is the fountain of living water. Living waters, it's active. There's no stench. It's not simply sitting, it's dynamic. And notice that it says waters. All the waters that we need are in him, and he is our fountain. When you look at the fountain, you get this idea immediately that water is unending because it just keeps springing up. Well, that's who he is for us today. And so we're right now in the afterglow of all of the wonderful pleasures that we had and experienced yesterday. So my praise report for today is I'm thankful for his word, which keeps us centered. You know, there's so many distractions and attractions that we can easily get off course, lose focus, lose sight and direction. But his word keeps us on track. It's our divine supernatural GPS, so that we're reminded today that he, the Lord, is the fountain of living waters. So we shan't forget that. So I'm thankful to the Lord for that. Now you may want to share a praise report. Share with us what it was like for you yesterday, being with family and friends, and just understanding that it's because of him that we were afforded that grand opportunity. Take a moment to share with us what's on your heart, what's praiseworthy. He says in his word, if it's praiseworthy, think on those things. If it's a good report, think on it. If it's a virtue, think on it. Well, if you'd like to share with us, of course, you're invited and welcome to do so. Just press the button 1 on your telephone, and that causes your line to be alive so that you can be heard. And take the gift of breath and use it powerfully by sharing with us. It's an opportunity. And if you have a prayer request, you're also welcome to offer that, and we'll be quick to agree with you on the prayer request. Agreement is a powerful thing, and it didn't come cheaply. It's expensive. It's a costly commodity. When you can get people, or you can be in a forum where there's agreement, that's something to be thankful for. Amen. Well, let us go to prayer while you're thinking of what is of good report, what you think is praiseworthy, what you're considering that you believe has virtue in it. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. And we want to thank Him. Heavenly Father, we thank You for Your mercies by which You allow us to present our bodies as living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, which is our spiritual service of worship to You. Dear Lord, it is not our will to be conformed to this world, but to be transformed by the renewing of our minds, that we may prove what is good and acceptable and perfect and consistent with Your will. By grace given to us, show us how to not esteem ourselves more or less important to the body of Christ than another. Thank You for the spiritual gifts that have been given to us, that we may prophesy in proportion to our faith, and to teach according to Your precious word, and to exhort, and to give liberally, and lead with diligence, while showing mercy with cheerfulness. Show us how to love, and how love can be without hypocrisy. Teach us to abhor that which is evil, and cling to that which is good. Further, teach us to be kind and affectionate one to another, in honor and giving preference to one another, not lacking in diligence, to be fervent in spirit to serve You. Dear Father, we rejoice in hope. We are patient through tribulation, and we shall continue in distributing to the needs of the saints and be truly given to hospitality. We will bless those who curse and persecute us. We will rejoice with those who rejoice and weep with those who weep. We will be of the same mind towards one another, and not set our minds on high things, but associate ourselves with the humble. We will try not to be wise in our own eyes, our own opinions, and we will not repay anyone evil for evil, for Your word says to repay evil with good. You therefore are our God, and we will live peaceably with all people and be overcomers through Christ. We will offer drink to a thirsty enemy and food to one that is hungry, that we may abide in your word forever, because we love you. In Christ, his holy name, we pray, and we pray with thanksgiving today. Much thanks. Amen and amen. How thankful are you? Oh, let us praise him. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for all that you've done. You sit on the throne of heaven and you rule in justice, rule in righteousness. And you've given to us your grace and your mercy. And today we are so thankful. Thankful for what you've done. If you have a praise report or prayer request, don't hesitate to share that with us. Make it a gift and present it. Hallelujah. Whether it's a praise report or a prayer request, we are in his court. And it's an appointment, and he's waiting for us. Father, we pray that your kingdom come, and that your will be done in us and on earth as it is in heaven. We pray that we be wise sons and daughters who gather the harvest instead of sons and daughters who cause you shame and sleep during the harvest, according to Proverbs 20 and 12. Give us wisdom to hear and a hearing ear. Give us wisdom to use to win people to your kingdom, to bring the lost. Quicken us with your divine water from your fountain in heaven. Lead us to people that are lost. Give us the courage to tell them about the good news, about who you are, so that they may be saved, according to Acts 1:8. And Father, we are not ashamed of the gospel, for it is the power of God unto salvation. According to Romans 1:16. So give us, your servants, boldness to stand up for you and to tell others what you have done for us, according to your word in Acts 4:29. Help us to make disciples for you, for where there's no counsel, the people fall, but in a multitude of counselors, there is safety, according to your word, Proverbs 11:14. We therefore want to be vehicles for your Holy Spirit. Lead us into the north, into the south, into the east and the west. Help us to bring the lost and lead them out of darkness into your marvelous light, according to 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9. So today we believe you are adding to your church daily, such as should be saved, according to Acts 2:4. We pray for missionaries today that are moving about and around the earth on assignment. While there are many dangers and snares, we pray for their protection. Those that have answered the call according to your word in Acts 28 to go out to all the earth and to preach and to teach the gospel. We pray today that those that would hear the sound of the good news, that glorious news, would quickly surrender, raise their hands heavenward, bow their hearts humbly before your throne, and receive Christ as Savior. We pray that that would be happening in so many places today, even in those lands where they're threatened with losing their lives if they receive you. We pray today that the spirit of boldness would come upon them, and they would hear with the inner ear. They would trust you like they never have or had before. We thank you today that your kingdom is coming in earth as it is in heaven. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, even today, the enemy seeks to stop the advance of the kingdom of God in the hearts of people. But God is Lord of hosts, and he is victorious at all times, at all times. That raises a confidence in my heart, even as I think about it. My heart's jubilating about it, because the Lord is victorious, is all the time. That is so. There's never a change. He is Lord. Praise his name. We want to pray today for the we've prayed for the lost, and that they would see his light and be found. We also want to pray today for those that are homeless and hungry, and it's particularly critical during this holiday season. There was someone that I was speaking with just a couple of days ago, and this person was sharing, because this was someone that we distributed a basket, a Thanksgiving basket to, and really needed one, but it really warmed my heart to hear this lady speak of what she did. She lives by herself, but she went out into the community and she found several persons. She cooked up a storm and found several persons and brought them to the house. She invited them, and of course they couldn't believe that she was actually inviting them. And she said, yes, come on. And she described the meal that she cooked around the turkey. And that warmed my heart, because this is somebody who doesn't have much, but they have a great heart. And she was almost in tears as she was explaining that to me. and I certainly was moved by it, because these are the incidences that allow us to see what God is doing. You don't see it in the media, not on the scale that we're talking about, where it's down to the average person in the community, someone that is without notoriety. They're not a celebrity. If a celebrity were doing something like that, oh yes, it would be in the news. But here's someone who's just a regular person that is grateful. How's your heart? Gratefulness. Anyone can have that. Anyone. It has nothing to do with birth order, where you were born, what your name is, who your family is. No. It's something that we can nurture in our being, in our character, gratefulness. So I'm really grateful for all that God has done and He's doing, even right now at this moment. Once again, we thank you for joining us after a tiring day on yesterday. You could easily have slept past this event, but because of your heart and hunger for the Lord and to please Him and to visit the fountain of living water, which is who He is, you've joined us. God bless you mightily, mightily. Here's what the Word of God says in the Gospel of John, chapter 15 and verse 7. And I'm reading from the Amplified. It says, "If you live in me, abide, vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you." Now, you have to focus on this, because it sounds too good to be true. It says, if you live in me, in other words, abide vitally united to me, and my words remain in you and continue to live in your hearts. Are you in the Lord? Are you living in Him, abiding there, united with Him? Are His words, meaning what He taught us from His Word, does it remain in you and continue to live in your heart? Well, if so, here's the deal that He has given us. He says, ask whatever you will, and it shall be done for you. That sounds too good to be true, but it is. He's saying that it'd be a good idea to ask, because there are things that you'd like to see done that you can't do. So ask, and it'll be done for you. Praise God. I'm encouraged. Father, we thank you for the word. We thank you for the opportunity to ask. Yes. And today, your word is in us. It's abiding. It's constant. It's fixed in us. And we've allowed you to fix our lives in you through Christ Jesus. That is why we are before your throne today. And you said to us, you've given us a grand offer, according to your word, that we can ask whatever we will, and it shall be done for us. The Father, there are needs that are upon hearts that are of good report. They're praiseworthy. They're virtuous. You said, ask, and it shall be done for us. We pray right now. Even as we step forth boldly to ask, we pray that you would show us. Because we know that your word is true. And not one jot or tittle of your word shall pass away. We know your word remains. So today, we ask, by your presence, we show our dependence upon you as our fountain of living water. You are our fountain. We thank you that you are our banner, Jehovah Nissi. And you are also the God of more than enough. Your name is El Shaddai. So we're boldly before your throne, boldly. And today we are asking, and we've asked for men and women to be saved, to come to know you on this day. On behalf of the hungry and the homeless, we ask for shelter, for connection to family and people, for those that are outside of a family and are broken. We thank you for providing for them a warm place, and food to eat, and people to love them, and for them to love. We thank you today, in the name of Jesus, on behalf of those that have such need. We bless your holy name today. Amen. And amen. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Once again, welcome to you. Thank you for joining us on this post-Christmas Day holiday. So I'm sure you're basking in the afterglow of having a wonderful time on yesterday. Now, I do see that someone is waiting in queue on us, and they would like to speak, and your line is live. So if you would go ahead and speak. Praise the name of the Lord.
Yes, how are we doing?
Hallelujah.
Father, I need you to pray for me, please.
What would you like us to pray for? Go ahead, speak. Don't be bashful. Ask.
I need a dog.
Hmm. Okay.
I'm really constipated.
Take your time. Take your time. Take your time. Just believe in your heart that the Lord is listening right now. He's aware of your particular situation, whatever it is. We're together in His presence. So right now you have it here.
Fuck you, God. I believe in faith.
Okay. I'm not... Okay. Yeah, your signal is not coming through clearly, so you'd have to slow up a little bit. Okay. Why don't I just go ahead and pray for you? Father, we don't know the situation here. We don't know what the circumstance is, but you are on the throne and you know all things. We ask right now for divine supernatural intervention. And you're the God that calls order out of chaos. So we ask for order to appear. You're the God that speaks to the storm and says, "Peace, be still." So on your authority, we speak to the storm and we say, "Peace, be still." In the name of Jesus. Okay. No. Your line is live.
I need you to fuck my ass so I can hear the screaming devil in my horns.
In the name of Jesus. The blood prevails. And Satan is under our feet. We ask you by command to come out, to take up your weapon and flee. In the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus is against you.
Fuck my ass.
In the name of Jesus.
Holy load in my mouth.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. I command thee to go to hell.
In the name of Jesus.
Oh yeah, you're turning me on, Father. More.
In the name of Jesus.
More, Father.
In the name of Jesus.
Father.
Saints,
you can do that.
We have a soul that is in travail right now under the bondage of the adversary.
The blood of Jesus is in the name of Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise it. Hallelujah. Well, keep the praise of the Lord in your heart all day today. Thank you once again for joining us on this, excuse me, Global Time with Christ Jesus. Thank you. You are an important part of our prayer warriors. You're a prayer warrior, and that's what God has raised us up to do. So we trust today that you would gather for worship with the saints on Sunday. This week has kind of been topsy-turvy. We can forget easily that this is Friday. So let us go forward for the next days, and until we meet again on Monday, and come again, come armed to the teeth. Yeah, come ready to do battle, because we are ushering in the kingdom of God tonight. There will be no prayer gathering tonight for those of us who usually do that on the Friday evening. So just spread the word. There will be no prayer gathering tonight, but we'll meet on for those of you that are worshiping with us. Well, we see you on Sunday. And for those of you who are not in our zone, get to the house of God and be with the saints. Be under the covering of protection. Flock with the other sheep. Praise God. We need covering. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. So let us leave out of here with a sure benediction. Now our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God, even our Father, which hath loved us and hath given us everlasting consolation and good hope through grace, comfort your hearts and establish you in every good work. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless you for today. You're blessed. Hallelujah.
Amen. Thank you,
yes.
Jesus.
Once again, thank you for joining. I'm your host, Aubrey Gregory.
Thank you.
Be blessed.
Thank you.
Yes.
God bless you, Pastor.
Thank you. God bless you, too.
Hey, everyone.
Blessings upon each and everyone on this prayer line. Oh, that's all to present.